The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. Tonight's guest, running back Chris Pope. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
Oh, they are bringing it tonight, Texans Late Night. Good evening, everyone. Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu here on the show in which we take you inside NRG Stadium, get you pumped up for the game, right?
The Fan Cave is what officially called it. So
yeah.
Here we are.
Do we still call it that? Because we're less of a cave now. We're actually
it's really kind of nice now. Fan studio now.
Yeah, this is much more beautiful,
fans.
Really. So
yes.
Look, it's Saturday night. I'm a little cranky because of the 0-2 thing, but I'm getting over it because tomorrow the Texans take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And a much-needed win is on the agenda. I hope it happens. We'll see. We'll all watch it together tomorrow and listen on Texans Radio, Sports Radio 610 in Houston.
It's also Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yes, it is.
And Sunday's game is the game where we honor our Hispanic fans. So
right. In
the Texans team store, actually, mm-hmm. DeAndre Hopkins has a new line of clothing called Somos Texans.
That's right.
And why don't you try that on?
I'm going to try this on because this is
gold.
Do I wear it? Wait,
do I wear it like that?
Do I wear it like this? I am all about a blingy Texans hat. And look, I cannot pull this off, all right? This is not exactly my department.
And then some shirts. All right, so here's your normal Texans colors.
Wait, I want the teal one.
Okay.
I want the teal one, see? How about this?
Look at that.
Now, is this me or is this me? Okay. That looks pretty good on you. Okay, I guess. But this, I don't know if you
I like the three-quarter baseball tee. I like that a mm-hmm. lot, right? Right, ladies?
This is pretty cool.
I had interviewed Hop about this a while back, and he said that he really wanted to introduce some different colors and, you know, really reach out to the Hispanic fans. And I think his love of soccer, that's where this comes into play.
Yeah, he was at the USA-Mexico press conference or the Honduras-Mexico press conference when they played here at NRG Stadium. Very cool stuff. So this is available in the Go Texans store.
And we'll have Hop on our show coming up pretty soon, and we'll have him talk all about it,
all
too.
Right. But that's good
this
stuff.
This is his new clothing line.
All right. Well, as you can well imagine, it is a rough week because you're coming off a loss to the Carolina Panthers, and you're hoping for good things against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Bill O'Brien, could he possibly have been in a good mood at any time this week? Well, maybe he was. This is our Pump the Brakes moment presented by Brake Check.
Sorry, I'm late. I was going over the injury report.
We're ready for it. Fire away.
I don't think Foster will play this week.
You don't have to do any push-ups.
Well, I like John McClain saying, "We're not going to fine you. We're not going to fine you, Bill O'Brien, for being late." He was fine.
But give us all the injuries.
Yeah, yeah. Give us the injury
report.
Then he
said Arian wasn't playing, and everybody thought, is he still joking?
Yeah.
Or is this really? And there was like a little murmur happening.
I was about to tweet that.
Wanted someone to ask.
I was just ready to fire, ready to send. I'm like, was that a joke or not?
Yeah, you can't start a press conference off with a joke
because no one
knows what's real.
The other thing is, this is the same man who did not want to reveal the starting quarterback before Carolina, and he's going to tell us right away on a Wednesday that Arian Foster's not playing?
You never know. You never know with Bill O'Brien.
You never know.
Also, something that happened this week, J.J. Watt Instagrammed a photo, and just to give you a little bit of background, Jimmy Fallon the other day had Justin Timberlake on, and Justin Timberlake was at his house, and he swiped a mug with Fallon's picture on it. Anyway, he takes a picture of himself holding the mug with Fallon's picture. Fallon takes a picture of Justin holding the mug with Fallon.
Oh, my gosh. We're going
And then they send it to JJ.
Into eternity here.
Yeah, so now JJ has a mug of Fallon. It's a picture of Fallon with a picture of Timberlake with a picture of Fallon on
it. Oh, this is good.
And
into eternity.
This ended up on J.J. Watt's doorstep.
Boy, is he not running with the Hollywood crowd big time? Not right now. He's running in NRG Stadium in the building right now, but the offseason, we're all excited about what next year is going to bring for J.J. Watt. Well, right now it's time for a segment we do every week, and it's always very interesting. Some dilemmas, or are they quandaries? I don't know what they are, but they're presented by Wingstop. It's Would You Rather.
Would you rather be double your weight or half your height?
Ooh, that's tough. I'd have to be half my height. 600 pounds, that's just not, can't do it. double my weight. Yeah, then I can be like Vince, be a nasty D lineman.
What? Half my height. I think I'll double my weight on that one. Because you can be 360 and still kind of be ripped a little bit, so I'll double my weight.
Probably half my height. It'd be a struggle trying to find some clothes if I was double my weight.
Half my height. I can't be double the weight. I can't even get in a car.